Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Melinda Gutierrez?
This is me.
Thank you very much. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
As far as, like, what are we talking about? Education, crime, I don't know.
Generally speaking.
I mean, I guess we're going on an okay track.
So, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
That's correct.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1978.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Yes.
Which one?
Me.
Thank
and household
you.
Member.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one is better street and road maintenance.
That would be 5.
More dining and entertainment options.
5.
Better public transportation options.
2.
More good paying jobs.
4.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
4.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one is, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
And would you like to see more restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you very much. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Like names of stores or just kind of the type?
Names of stores or type of businesses and stores?
Costco, Sam's, Club, Trader Joe's, Target.
I think I missed one. You said Costco, Sam's. There was
Sam's
another
Club.
One. Okay.
Yeah, Sam's Club, Target, Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears a bit, but before that, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say fairly.
Thank you very much. Thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Would you like to see more of multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
And is that yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
And now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
And is that a somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
It was for condominiums, right?
Yes.
Let's do somewhat.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose, and that would be fairly.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Favor somewhat.
Somewhat favor. Thank you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I'll do oppose somewhat.
Thank you. And the last proposal for this section is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oppose somewhat.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just help me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000? $100,001 to $125,000 or more than $125,000?
More than $125,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Melinda.
Thank you very much. And with this, I conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.